From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is directing federal health officials to be more aggressive in educating hospital workers about how to treat Ebola patients. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the move comes after a second nurse in Dallas became infected with the virus while treating an Ebola patient from Liberia.
The administration says American hospital workers probably have not seen their last Ebola patient. And while it's possible to treat such patients without infecting healthcare workers, safety protocols must be followed carefully. Obama says many U.S. hospitals don't have much experience with those precautions, so he's ordered the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to be aggressive in coaching hospital workers step by step.
As soon as somebody is diagnosed with Ebola, we want a rapid response team, a SWAT team, essentially from the CDC, to be on the ground as quickly as possible, hopefully within 24 hours.
Obama is also calling for a stronger international response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa, saying that's the best way to prevent cases here at home. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The second U.S. healthcare professional to test positive for Ebola, Nurse Amber Vincent, has now arrived in Atlanta. She'll be treated at Emory University Hospital. Vincent had apparently made a quick weekend visit to Northern Ohio to plan a wedding. However, officials say she appears to have little outside contact, except a small group of family and friends. Nurse is one of two who have tested positive for the disease after helping to treat Thomas Eric Duncan. He died at a Dallas hospital. Emory has already treated three people with the virus. Secretary of State John Kerry huddled with Iran's foreign minister and a top European Union diplomat in Vienna today as they face a November deadline for nuclear negotiations. U.S. officials say they're chipping away at some of the difficult issues dividing them, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Kerry spent 6 hours at Vienna's Coburg Palace meeting his Iranian counterpart, Javad Zarif, and the European diplomat who's been leading negotiations, Catherine Ashton. One of Kerry's aides described the talks as focused and concrete and said they're trying to reach a deal by the end of November, but there's still a substantial amount of work to be done. U.S. officials have said they think Iran wants a deal in order to get relief from U.S. sanctions. The Speaker of the Iranian Parliament is quoted as saying the U.S. is too focused on what he calls a trivial matter, the number of centrifuges Iran has. The U.S. and its negotiating partners want Iran to curb its uranium enrichment program and cut off other paths toward a nuclear bomb. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Vienna.
Despite the doom and gloom on Wall Street today, the Federal Reserve in its latest region-by-region snapshot of the U.S. economy says conditions in most parts of the country appear to be strengthening. The latest Beige Book survey that measures economic conditions in the 12 regions where the Fed has central banks finds half the regions reporting moderate growth. Still, stocks swung wildly on Wall Street. At one point, blue chips were down more than 400 points before recovering slightly to close down 173 points. This is NPR. Federal investigators looking into the recent crash of a firefighting plane that killed the pilot says it appears the plane may have struck a tree, shearing off a wing as it approached the fire. Crash of the plane last week killed pilot Jeffrey Craig Hunt and led to the temporary grounding of California's fleet of 22 firefighting air tankers. The agency says its findings about the October 7th crash are preliminary. The plane was dropping flame retardant on a fire in Yosemite National Park when it went down. Finalists for the National Book Awards were announced today on NPR's Morning Edition. 20 books in 5 categories, fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and young people's literature made up the short list. NPR's Lynn Neary has this look at the nonfiction finalists.
It's an eclectic list that includes the first graphic book to be nominated in the category. That's New Yorker cartoonist Roz Chess' memoir of caring for her aging parents, Can't We Talk About Something More Pleasant? 2 other New Yorker contributors are among the finalists. Theater critic John Lahr was nominated for his biography of playwright Tennessee Williams. And Evan Osnos, who was the New Yorker's Beijing correspondent, wrote about life in the new China in his book Age of Ambition. The war in Afghanistan is the subject of Anand Gopal's No Good Men Among the Living, which looks at how the war has affected 3 Afghan lives. And rounding out the list, Pulitzer Prize-winning biologist Edward O. Wilson's The Meaning of Human Existence. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Entertainer Neil Patrick Harris will host the 2015 Oscars. The 41-year-old Harris is already a veteran of 4 hosting stints at Broadway's Tony Awards and 2 stints at TV's Primetime Emmy Awards. Harris announced the Oscar gig on Twitter today. The 87th Academy Awards are set for February 22nd in Los Angeles. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.